Yeah, I'll be 1 second. I'm gonna check my email.
Priority message.
Your task, should you choose to accept it. Go to SpanishPod.com and sign up for your 7-day free trial. Check out all of the premium content for free. You have 7 days. This message will self-destruct in 3 seconds.
Today we've got a newbie lesson called Doesn't Work. My name is JP.
Are you okay? What's wrong with your voice?
I'm very frustrated with this dialogue.
You're angry.
It's so frustrating.
I know. It's frustrating when something doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to learn how to say that in Spanish.
Okay, doesn't work. How do we say that?
No sirve.
No sirve.
No sirve.
Okay.
And sirve is the verb servir.
Servir usually means to serve or
yes,
to be useful.
Exactly. So if it's not useful, it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So no sirve.
No sirve. So today we've got a couple of people on the couch, right? And they're trying to turn on the TV.
Yes. They're very angry because the remote control doesn't work.
Oh my goodness. So that's a nightmare.
I know. Imagine long time ago how you had to stand up to change the channel
every time. Oh, no.
Amazing,
you know,
huh?
I think in the 80s, in the early 80s, my uncle had a remote control with a cord on it.
Really?
So you could actually sit down and change a channel, but there was a cord stretching across the room.
No, my grandma had to actually stand up. And, you know, there were like 10 channels. And, you know, the big knob that you just turn like... That type.
10 channels. That must have been the big city because...
Yeah, that was Mexico City. Hello.
All right.
Let's listen to the dialogue 3 times.
Dialogue. First time.
No enciende. No sirve.
Con razón. No tiene pilas.
Second time.
No enciende. No sirve.
Con razón. No tiene pilas.
Third time.
No enciende. No sirve.
Con razón. No tiene pilas.
Okay, we're back, and it was a short little dialogue, but a lot of frustration. So let's start with the translation.
No enciende.
It doesn't turn on.
No enciende.
It doesn't turn on.
No enciende. No sirve.
It's not working.
No sirve.
It doesn't work.
No sirve. Con razón, no tiene pilas.
No wonder, there's no batteries.
Con razón, no tiene pilas.
No wonder, there's no batteries.
Con razón, no tiene pilas.
Oh my goodness, somebody's playing a prank on them, taking their batteries. That's not funny, folks.
Oh yeah, that's also very annoying. When they take the batteries from the remote control and put it something else, it's annoying.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take a look at this dialogue. Now, it seems very short, but there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
No enciende.
No enciende. Okay, so this we said was it doesn't turn on. And the verb is...
Enciende.
Enciende. So...
So this comes from the verb encender.
Encender. Okay, can mean to turn on. It can also mean to light something on fire.
Mm-hmm. Encender un cigarro.
Okay, so to light a cigarette.
Encender la luz.
You can turn on the light.
Exactly.
Okay. You can light a candle, too.
Enciende una vela.
So, for light. So here we have, it doesn't turn on.
No enciende.
No enciende. And that no is a negative. It means it's not turning on.
Okay. And then, no sirve.
No sirve. That's our key phrase.
Yes.
Okay. And we already said that servir means to be useful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it is useful.
Sirve.
And then it's not useful.
No sirve.
No sirve. And then... You take that other, and then you take that extra logical step to say that, okay, it doesn't work, right?
Yes.
No sirve means it doesn't work.
No sirve.
All right, then we hear some banging, right? And then finally they open up the remote and they see the reason why, right? So they say, no wonder.
Con razón.
Con razón. Okay, now Lily, con razón, those words look nothing like no wonder.
In fact, it's not. It means... Con razón, it means with reason.
With reason.
Yes, con is with
mm-hmm.
and razón is reason.
Okay, but that doesn't make any sense to me in English.
Yeah, but in Spanish, con razón, it means like, oh, no wonder.
Okay.
Oh, okay, this is why.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do, folks. You're just going to look at con razón as a chunk, all right? And you're going to say that it means no wonder.
Yes, con razón.
Con razón means no wonder.
Yes, learn it as a phrase.
Okie doke. And then... It doesn't have batteries.
No tiene pilas.
No tiene pilas. So the word for batteries is
pilas.
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 Okay. So that would be the plural batteries. And so one battery would be pila, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. The verb here is tener, right?
Mm-hmm.
To have.
To and have.
So how do we say it has?
Tiene.
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 Okay. So if it had batteries, you'd say tiene pilas.
Yes.
But it doesn't have batteries.
No tiene pilas.
No tiene pilas. We just add the no and make it negative.
That's right.
Sweet. All right. So what do you think they're going to do?
Well, they're going to go buy some.
I hope so.
Or they're just going to steal from another remote control or from something else. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness, Liliana, you know me too well. Mm-hmm. All right, let's listen to the dialogue again 3 times.
Dialogue, first time.
No enciende, no sirve.
Con razón. No tiene pilas.
Second time.
No enciende, no sirve.
Con razón. No tiene pilas.
Third time.
No enciende, no sirve.
Con razón. No tiene pilas.
Okay, we're back. And the grammar we're doing today is so intuitive, you might want to roll your eyes at this point. So I'm going to talk about the word no. The word no before a verb makes the verb negative. For example, you can take the sentence, it turns on.
Enciende.
To make it negative, you add the no before it.
No enciende.
Okay. Or how about, it works.
Sirve.
And then, it doesn't work.
No sirve.
No sirve. Okay. It has batteries. And then for the negative, we just put the no in front of it.
No tiene pilas.
Okay, that seems very easy. Lily, you're not going to believe this, but I have students that would try to translate everything word for word. So in English, we say it doesn't work. So they would ask me, how do you say it? How do you say doesn't?
Okay,
and then how do you say work?
Yeah.
That's not how you do it, right?
No. You just have to put the verb and the no.
Mm-hmm. Actually, English question grammar is harder than mm-hmm. Spanish grammar.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember learning that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I would make mistakes sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Having to add all the doesn'ts and the isn'ts and that crazy stuff doesn't happen in Spanish. It's very easy. You just put the no in front of the verb.
That's right.
So, Lily, we have this word pilas. It means batteries, right?
Yes.
Is there another way to say pilas?
Yes, you can also say baterías.
Baterías. To me, that sounds like the word for drum set.
Yeah, it does, right?
Okay.
But it also sounds like batteries.
All right. And the word we heard in the dialogue today was pilas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is batteries. You can also say if you don't have a lot of energy, you can say, oh, no tengo pilas.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's a very common expression we use. Like if you're tired or you don't want to do anything and you don't have energy, you say, no tengo pilas.
Okay, I have no batteries.
Yes.
Right? It's like...
You don't say that in English?
No. We would say something like, I'm tired.
Also, if we want to say that someone has to like get up and moving and work fast, you say, ponte pilas.
Okay, put in your batteries.
Yeah, ponte pilas.
Get going. Okay.
Okay, so that's going to be the challenge for today. The challenge is for you to use the word pilas, but not as in the battery context.
Okay.
So you can just say to someone, ponte pilas.
Put in your batteries, ponte pilas.
Yeah, it means that. Get moving.
Okay. That's a good way to encourage someone. We'd like to encourage you right now to go to SpanishPod.com. That's where you can leave us comments or ask us your questions. I think it's time to take off. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.